few more advice.
So let's get started. This is the very beginning of the Sefer, and it really is setting the stage for an appreciation of the spiritual nature of all of the Gashmias in this world. In other words, we look at there's a Ruchnistic world, there's Shamayim and Oretz, and Ruchnius is Ruchnius, that's spirituality, that's mitzvahs, that's Torah, learning, everything. And then there's the Gashmias, so there's the physical things in our life, the food, the table, the chair, the people, the jobs, all of the activities that we do in this worldly world in which we live. And Alter really, his point here is to show that they're really all part of one unit. So let's see what he has to say. According to a superficial look at the creation, there appears to be two different powers, Shomayim Boretz, heaven and earth. There's the spiritual that is Shomayim, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his malochim, with everything that he does, min ha-shomayim, v'koyach gashmi al kol asher ba'oretz mitachas. And then there's the koyach gashmi in the world in which we're living right now. L'fi zeh, mischalekes gam p'ulay sabadiseinu le'elikim p'ulas gashmias shel yodayim. He says, therefore, according to that chilek, our activities that we do in the service of Hashem are also pulas gashmias shel yodayim v'raglayim u'chadoyim, that we do with our hands, we do with our feet, we do with our bodies, utenuos ruchnios belev besechel, and things, the movements or the things that we perform in ruchnios in the spiritual realm are with our heart or with our sechel. Abalik shenayin nafchin she'ein hanochazu nechoino. When we'll be ma'ayin into this, we'll see that this assumption is not correct. Ki af choimer artzi hamagushom. Even Chomer, that's the physical, the Gashmias of this world, of the Oretz, which is Megusha B'Yoyser, which is in the Tachlis of physicality, Yesh Lirois Boyas HaKoyach HaRuchni Ki Yesoid Kol Bahuso V'Habayoso. We really should be looking at it as the Koyach HaRuchni, the Koyach, the spiritual Koyach, is really the foundation of everything that exists in this world. That's the essence of all the physical things. The most, the Magushim Beyoiser, the most Gashmias thing that there is, but it's really the spiritual essence, which is what it's all about. Teda. Shein shum efshoros laharis be'etzva aleizu choymer shuhu v'loymer kizeh atzma shel choymer. He's getting into physics here, I guess. It's not possible to look, point with your finger on something in the physical world and say, this is the atzma shel choymer. This is its essence. Sharei hashir hapochus be'yoyser mimenu. The smallest shear of it, im tirsa lahavshita mikoach al kavosoi v'chibur chelko, hinei yefoirov yispazir ad heyoyser l'ofo v'eifer. If you break it up to its smallest essence, it's going to fall apart. You're going to just have dust. There's something holding it together. There's some force there besides just the physical thing that you can touch with your hands. V'haf oysa machalokim ulpovim oy michalokim. He says that there's even smaller, I don't know whether he's talking about cells or talking about what's inside or what, or whatever, but it's all this, even the physical world that we have is made of such deeper components that's akin to the spiritual. I guess what he's saying is that just like in the physical world, there are it's not just the thing that you see, but it goes, there are so many deeper elements that are holding it together and so many minutiae and details and microscopic and super microscopic things that exist in there and that are working together to make it the way it is. He says the same thing in all Gashmias, there's a spiritual force that exists in it. I guess that's its purpose. That's it. We'll see. Let's go on and see. That's why I say it's a little heavy. I want to move as fast as possible to get into at least something that we could take as relevant. This so far seems a little philosophical. Boreifei, it's therefore clear. Shagam kol amishtatef lefaneinu ba'aretz, emishtakef lefaneinu, everything that is viewed, that we see in this world, ואיסי כוח רוחני שמימי הבלתי שמימי הבלתי מוסוג, כוח תמיר ונרדה, זה הידן כוח המהב ומחבר את כל החלוק המחומרים עד היוסף בגוש איך. There are spiritual koiches that hold together all these things, even though this seems to be a physical entity, but there are spiritual entities that make it gush echod ulatsura achas, into one body, into one form, v'tomid ha-koyach al-azeh ma'amidu ma'makayim. And this koyach is what really holds it up. So in other words, basically he's saying that everything in this world, in the physical world that exists, is really held together by its spiritual essence. It's really all spirituality. I always quote that my father-in-law spent 2 years in the mornings, used to every day to the Rosh Hashanah. And he says, the Rosh Hashanah didn't see this world. He said, the Rosh Hashanah, he saw a table, he only saw the Hilchos Seyin. There's a Shulchan, Kibizbeach, there's Halochas of the Shulchan. All he saw was the spiritual uses and entity, not maybe on the level that he's talking about here. I don't know if human beings really see this essence, but on a certain level. And one of my children, Elio, said that that's maybe what Chazal Mima says, Ein lo ila kodesh baruch hu boimom ila tal rama shalalofa. A kodesh baruch hu in his world only has the tal rama shalalofa. There's nothing else, because it's a table. In his world, it's not a table. It's only the halochas of it. That's because every physical thing that anything Hashem created is all for ruchnius. And therefore, every physical entity that exists also has a ruchnistika purpose, and he seems to say has a ruchnistika cement that holds it together. It's the ruchnius of it. It's that, I guess, that purpose and these spiritual forces, which I don't know exactly what they are, but that's what holds everything together. What?
Like gravity?
No. He's comparing it just like there are physical forces. He says in reality there are spiritual
things.
No, the reality. Let's not. Okay, I want if we don't get to the point that applies to humanity, it's going to get a little bit. But I think he's giving a moshul in the physical world, and he's saying that reality, it's the spiritual force. It's the spiritual force that holds everything together. What is that koyach? Heavy yomer because of Hashem, the chokma yosad oretz. Hashem created the world with chokma. Chlema yosoid ho oretz hamachzik oiso hamkaimo tumit. What's that? The foundation that holds this world together, and it's mekayim all the time. Hu chokhma, haynu koyach horuchni bilti musar. That's the chokhmas Hashem. It's a spiritual koyach which is beyond our hasoga. We can't even comprehend it. Kedivrei hakosuv v'hachokhma me'ayin timso. Chokhma comes me'ayin. It's like something beyond any place that we can understand. So there's an infinite chokhma. There's a chokhmas Hashem that's holding everything together. Ayin hu hakoyach haruchni anitzvi hatomri v'hanelam. The ayin that refers to the koyach spiritual and eternal koyach hidden tomir v'hanelam hidden shemimenu uboy from it and in it timso hachochma shevaleh nisyasto table maloya. Inside of every piece, every bit, every gashmis of this world, you'll find that chokhmah, which is what keeps it together, what holds it together. And that's the chokhmah with which Hashem created the world. This gives essence, gives existence to everything that exists in the world. Please forgive me, but I figured if we don't get to something a little bit more nogeh to us, this may be the first and last session that we have. So therefore, I think it would be wise to get a little bit more. Okay, who mashik kosu b'torah seinu akadosha? Bereishis bor lekibes hashamayim es oretz. Oretz hoyso sovavo. Shekol habriya noitzro mitovu vavo. World was created from nothingness. The iku yisoidu hu efo be'ayin. The iku yisoid is that ayin, that chokhma me'ayin timtzo. It's the source of chokhma. There's a force, a spiritual force, which is hidden, which cannot be even comprehended. That's what the world is based on. That's what it was created from Toyo Vavoyo with that force. Ika Yesoida Efo is this ayin. This koyach of ayin, of ruchnius, gives life and ties everything together in this world, Mamido Altilo, and places it on its permanent stand. Kineman HaChochmo, Hashem B'Chochmo, as it says, Hashem with Chochmo Yosef Ores. HaChochmo Yayim Kimso. Okay. Let's go. The Ima Dvorim HaMahavim Choymer Mutzuk Leineinu Enum El Ayin. These things are all included. It's this Ayin, this Chochmo. Haloi Be'etzem Ruchni Badai Sheyesh Lewes Ves HaKoyach HaNelam Shehu Bilti Musa. He says, if we say that this exists in the physical world, then certainly in the spiritual world, there are koiches that are beyond our comprehension in what we do. And the more a person looks to heaven, to spiritual, and elevates the eyes of his seichel to look upward, all of lahakir shakol ba'oilomais miskaimim al oisa yisoyin ha'nehma shenikra ayin. He says, if he looks up and he sees, you see a Shamayim. Hey, how come the sky doesn't fall down? How come the sun functions the way it does? And the moon and all the other koiches and everything that goes on. It's only the koich of Hashem, that koich, the chochmas Hashem, that holds everything together. It's a pillar on the worldly chachomim that know all of these things. They know all of the astronomy and the moreches tzvah shemayim and all the constellations and how they work and the paths that they take. Shemehoroi hoyoshem yiru esakoyach haruchni bebriya harbe yoyseme hamoinam. They should really see the koyach haruchni. They study these things. They study them with power, high power telescopes. They have they this is their life. They're constantly focused on this. The Hamoinam only know their own dalam. It's like, you know, all they know is their own little world. They should come to this Hakorah and to know Hashem. How is it all these Chachomim? They see the world, they see the wonders, they see the miracles of creation, they see everything functioning together, holding together. I mean, the laws of nature are so, if you think about it, it's you can be in the stream, everything works perfectly in sync and nothing changes, nothing skips a beat and all of that. How come they don't see the koyach, the spiritual koyach that's holding us all together? A person's eye, if he's looking clearly, has to see the ruchnius in everything that's gashmus. As for ayin, shukoyach ruchni nelam, the hidden spiritual koyach. The whole zois roi b'nei odom b'glal hagshomas chush riosim, because of the geshem, the materialistic chushim that they have, they see with material eyes. They can't recognize this. They look, they see a sun, they think it's just a sun. They think it's a moon, they see it's just a moon. They think it's this little box over here, that's all they see. They see so limited. They look at all of the spiritual forces that exist in the world, but they study them, they view them through their gashmiistic lens, because that's the only world they know. We only know the physical world. So we view everything through the physical the physical nature of things. Even these chachmei eretz who study it, I mean, some scientists of Taka come to be misspoiled at the chochmas habriya, but many could just look at it, you know, and nothing, because they see it through physical eyes. They see stars. They see. Oh, it's all physical. There's laws of nature. There's gravity. There's who knows what other kind of Einstein discovered, all kinds of kriches in the bria, and that's all in a physical realm. They're missing the point, he says, of what truly is holding it all together. He says, So here we're getting a little bit tachlis, okay? He says, this toes also has taken root in Liman HaTorah V'Kiyum Mitzvot Seah. L'choira, mi lo yovin ki hi kula ruchnis mufshetis. Who doesn't understand that mitzvahs and Liman HaTorah are totally abstract spirituality? U'midosa rak b'koyach hanela, and its measurement is only in the hidden power, asher ein loy dimyon klal, which has no comparison, el musogim amugbolim kibule hachoyim, no comparison to physical things. Who doesn't understand that in Torah, and liman haTorah, and in shkima mitzvahs, it's kulei ruchnius, and no comparison to anything physical. Listen to this. If we'll see, everybody knows it's all ruchnius, but listen. Two people come in front of us. He's screaming and he's shaking and chuckling in his tefillos and his liman haTorah. And he's learning no outside motions. Nothing is going on there. Quietly. Ah, the first guy's a fruma. This is an Eved Hashem. This is a tzaddik. Look at the way he shuckles. Look what's going on there. Yeah? And he says, "Oy in yonin doimim ka'el hareisha onu magshimim hakoil." We see too everything through the physical, the material view. On a material level, this guy's kolatz moisai toimarno Hashem yichom oichom. Screaming and chuckling. I remember seeing people going like this too. I couldn't figure out why they're threatening him. You know what I mean? Mamish the tzaddik. This is he's the man. He's like, and the other guy. The Rosh Hashiva's father told him that when he spent Tisha B'Av in shul by the kinnis, Chofetz Chaim was like a balabos. Same with everybody else, no crying, no this, like normal, like most normal people. Then they were sleeping, he and some other people were sleeping in the house. So on the floor, I think he said, didn't have the proper accommodations there. And then the Chofetz Chaim walked around to see that everybody was sleeping. And then he went into his room. And Reb David was faking it. You know, he wanted to see what's going on. And Koyelei so brokim, not shayich, and crying and pleading with the Rebbeinu Shalayla and the Chur Beis Hamikdash, the Golus in public, you know. So the public is judged by Gashmiyistika eyes. That's not where it's really at. It's really at the Pnimius. And unfortunately, we would tend to look at.
I understand why Muhammad time, if he was sincere, what was his issue of doing in public?
No, because that's another thing too. Because I could tell you, the Bali Musa would say, I don't know, I can't speak for the whole time, but the Bali Musa would say, because when you do it in public, you can't help being affected by the fact that other people are watching. We're all human. Even the Chofetz Chaim was human.
Who was on his deathbed?
Who?
Which Rebbe was on his deathbed? And he was wondering if everyone recognized how much kavanah he had saying Shema Yisrael.
I never heard that. Okay, all right.
He said he didn't until the last moment.
Okay, but that's the idea that you were affected by. So I assume that's what, but I don't know exactly. But he didn't want anyone. Nobody should see. Nobody should know. But anyway, that's the way. So we judge these things. So he says, "Hari onu makshima hakol." To us, the physical actions may al hanakuda hapnimiyas aruchnis are more to us than the spiritual nekuda that's hidden inside. Omer Chazal, now listen to this. This is an interesting piece. Omer Chazal, May dichsi miyo shechochem v'yovin zois. It's a posik in Yirmiyo. Who is the one who can understand about why the Churban Beis HaMikdash took place? Do bazeh nishal ha-chachomim v'neviyim. Do pirshua. The posik says, they asked the Chachomim, they didn't know why should the Churban have taken place. They asked the Nevi'im, they didn't know why the Churban should take place. Eloi pirshua ad shepirshua HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, "Dichsi v'yomer Hashem al ozvem es teirosi." that they have forsaken my Torah. And Chazal say, the Gemara says over there, Shlo Beruchu B'Torah Tchilo. They didn't say Beruchas HaTorah. Because of the Ran, what does the Ran say? The Pshat is, Mid'chsi V'yemer Al Azov Terosi, V'chlal D'leko D'yoda Al Hadurei Taimo, El HaKod Shabrich U'Lavad. Since it says V'yemer Hashem Al Azov Terosi, it sounds like when they asked the question, they couldn't figure out why should there have been a churban. They couldn't think. That sounds like because they said Sholo Hachomi the Levim Velo Pirshu until HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mefarashit. Mashma that they just couldn't understand. They couldn't imagine why there should be such a churban. Umotzosim Megillah Sosrim Shal Rabbeinu Yoina. He found in this Megillah Sosrim of Rabbeinu Yoina the Kro Hochidai. This is the Diak of the Posuk. The Al Shelo Beruchu Batera, the not the Posuk, but this whole Maimer. The Ad Shelo Beruchu Batera Tchila of the Horetz. The Al, because they weren't, they didn't make Beruchas HaTorah, that's why Eretz Yisrael was destroyed. Then Isa Al Ozov Es Torosi Kipshoto the Mashma, if it's the Pshat is because they really had forsaken the Torah completely as the Pashtus is Mashma, She Ozov Es HaTorah Belo Hoy Oiskim Bo, they weren't Oisik HaTorah, Kishanisha Lachachomim Vele Nevi'im, if the taka was a dor that wasn't learning, so how come the chachomim couldn't explain and the neviim couldn't explain? It was quite obvious. Simple. It was easy to explain. They were for sure they were learning all the time. So if there was a lot of batol, even if there was a lot of learning, they also would have realized. But they were oiskim batoira tomid. Therefore, the Chachomim couldn't understand why should Eretz Yisrael be destroyed. Ad shepirshu HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmoi shehu yodea ma'amokei halev. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows astutzach what's going on inside the depths of the heart. Shloihoi mevoruch b'Torah tefila kloimar shloihoi so HaTorah chashuvu be'eneim kol kach shuroi levoruch oleho. Says the Torah was not choshev enough. This is Rabbi Yoyin learns trap like this. The Torah was not choshev enough to them that it's roy to make a brocha. The Torah is learning. It's chochma. It's very nice. We're learning. It's good. And they learned. And they were learning tomid. They were oisik bat Torah. There was no bittel Torah. No, but it wasn't choshev enough to make a brocha on it. What is this, a steak? What is this, a piece of cake?
Before the tikkun, takana of making brachos on learning.
What's that?
Was before there was a takana making brachos on learning.
No,
they made the brachos.
No. First of all, the brachos HaTorah is with the rice. That's the only bracha besides brachos HaMozin. That's the rice. So it's not clear whether they made it or did make it. Either way, maybe they mumbled, but they didn't realize. They didn't realize what it was.
They did it. They just didn't learn it.
Yeah. No. Maybe they did make it, but it wasn't. They didn't realize the importance of it.
Why is the point that they didn't say Berachas Torah properly?
What do you mean?
Why isn't it just cut to the chase that they weren't Machshav Torah?
No, because that's the sign. The sign is the sign. They didn't. That's what he says. The Hashivos was, they didn't realize, this is a thing. You know what, you got to thank Hashem for the privilege of having the Torah. You know what a schus it is? You know what a privilege it is? How could you not thank Hashem for that?
That's the biggest manifestation of not having Hashem.
That's right, I guess so, yeah. We take kachoyu mezalzalin bebir fesel. That's why they were mezalzalin bebrocha, I know. So whole chubo, kloimar, bekavanosu velishmo. They didn't do it bekavanosu, maybe they did say it, not lishmo. Elu divri arava chositzal, they're beautiful, and they're worthy of the one who said them. Rabbi Yehuda. The Hine, listen to this. Muflo hadovo, sheba oiso shor she oskul tomid, belima hateras, belima tarasenu akadosho, vikivis feiseo, they were oisik tomid, al pi edus chachomim benedia emes. He says, that's al pi the edus of the chachomim, because the chachomim said, we can't understand what was wrong over here. So it means the chachomim are made that they did it, that they were doing it. They're not called stam, they weren't machshiv the Torah. You know what oizvim es ha-Torah means? They forsaken the Torah. They cast it away. That's what they considered. Oyz v'mes ha-Torah mikan, that's what they considered. Because the Pasuk says, al oz v'mes torosi, mikan she'ikur b'limud v'esek ha-Torah eina b'tzorah chitzoynes. Here's his point. The ikur of limud and esek ha-Torah is not the outward manifestation, but rather, ki im b'koyach ho-ruchni ha-pnimi v'ha-ne'elam. In the koyach, the spiritual koyach that's inside, and that's hidden. Shehu mechusa umufla af me'enei chachomim v'neviim. It's hidden even inside. The chachomim v'neviim couldn't even see it because I guess what his raya is, because if the chashivos that they were lacking could be discovered on the outside, then why didn't the chachomim know? That they should have known. No, his assumption is the chachomim, if the chachomim knew what they were doing wrong, the chachomim would have understood why the chum. Because the lack of a chashiva satir is certainly worthy of a chum. So it must be the chachom couldn't see. So the chachom, imagine that. Not the chach, they were learning.
Did they know that they were?
I don't know if they knew, but it must be.
So nobody knew.
It must be that they could have. Because if they
couldn't have known, but they could have known.
Yeah, if they, each person could have known, otherwise it wouldn't be a tfiyah. So I guess they could have known. But even the chachomim couldn't. You see the person learning. You know, you see in some days, you see a person, can you really see? So you see a person davening. Someone just told me yesterday that the first time they met me, I was davening, was in Eretz Yisrael, and I was looking out the window. And they said, this guy's not serious about davening. But the truth of the matter is, I told them, I was looking at the window for inspiration. You stand in Yerushalayim, and you see the beauty, the scene, the air I gave just to Yerushalayim. It's so, and it says even an Indian to look outside, you have nice, scenery and this, because that's inspiring. You see, Moravu Masech Hashem, and you see, Yerushalayim is inspiring. But anyway,
is this someone in yeshiva?
What? Who?
Is this someone in yeshiva?
Yeah. Why?
How amazing is it? Someone in yeshiva.
What? What'd you say?
Some of the yeshiva called you up for spacing out their davening.
Anyway,
could you explain what the Kaf HaRuchni is? So what is that?
Oh, so he did call it. Here he says, Bikavonoso v'lishmo. The lishmo is, it's the feeling that you have. It's how sincere it is. It's how much I'm doing it. L'shem mitzvah. L'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Me'avas Hashem. With pure, with no selfish motivation whatsoever. And not even on the highest level, not even for reward, not fear of punishment, and not even for reward.
So it wasn't even Shlo Lishma?
No.
That would become Lishma?
No, it was.
That's
an interesting Shaila. I guess it didn't come, and already they had an opportunity, and it didn't get there.
So what would cause that? That wouldn't be something that would come to Lishma.
What is that concept?
I don't know.
What Matok Shlo Lishma isn't like.
It's not. They were mistaken. Yeah, they weren't doing Shlo Lishma. They were mistaken. They thought they were Lishma. Saying
maybe.
Nefesh HaZayim says that the only problem with learning is if you're doing it with content. Anything above that.
Yeah, but he's
above that has potential of going.
Yeah. Okay. But in that generation, I don't know. Maybe for that generation, that was a tefillah. I don't know. One thing that is no geya is the measurements on ruchnius are not taken with a ruler or with a video camera or with the way it appears on the outside. It's something that's beyond our ability to measure because of it's the purity, it's the sincerity, it's the feeling, it's the caring, it's the depth of ruchnius that's inside, which is really what counts. And we find that too, you know, people do things. For example, you find in Chazal, the Rosh Yeshiva had a beautiful shmuz. It's a measure many years ago, I heard it, that it was somebody who was Zeicher Tarich HaSiyom, and he was Mesupik. Why? So he said, either I was supposed to take over the big yeshiva and become the next Rosh Yeshiva, but I gave it up to someone who wasn't his Roy, but he was older and he felt very bad and it would have hurt his feelings. And really it was coming to me and I was Mavato on that. Tremendous Mesiras Nefesh. Or I was traveling once and I went a couple of blocks out of my way to say hello to an old friend. And he's Mesupik. Which Maisa was the source of his Arichas Yomim? What are you doing? What if you, and Terry says, you can sometimes do a tremendous Mesiras Nefesh, but not with the pure Kavanah. Maybe it's Kavanah wasn't. Maybe, you know, the altar ones, they say, the police came to Kelm when he was learning in the Koil there, and they said, where's the dean? And he said, I'm the dean. And then they took him, they arrested him. This, he wanted to save Simchas Yisrael from that bizoyan. So then later on, he had timeless himself. He said, maybe I just did it just to hear the words, I'm the dean. And you know, and he wasn't happy with the level of purity. It's the inside, it's the purity. Well, my father-in-law has also a beautiful word. It says, Reb Chanina ben Tradian was makil kehilas barabim, teaching Torah barabim at the time the Romans had forbidden it. So Reb Yosef ben Kisma comes and says, they're going to kill you. He says, he's not worried, neshamayim yirachmu. And he says to him, serious business, your life is at stake. He says, tell me, do I have a schus olam habo? What will be my olam habo? So he says, no. He said, what will be my olam habo? So he says, klu ma'ise yesh b'yolcho? Do you have a schus for olam habo? He's giving his life al kiddush Hashem. Do you have a schus for olam habo? So he says, yeah, once I was a gabbait stoker and it got confused, my money with the stoker money, I gave it all away. He says, oh, ebazoi. Will be a men olam habo. Here you have the highest level, the greatest mitzvah, giving his life al kiddush Hashem, teaching Torah when the Romans are going to kill him, and they take to kill him. And he wants to know if he has have an olam habo. First of all, the question itself seems so absurd, but he understood that how we measure things are not just by the outward appearance of the action. And then he says, and Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma says to him, oh, he says, oh, you were a gabbai tzedakah. You gave away the money. Nobody knew about it. That was pure. That's yeshus. And the truth of the matter is, I mean, I don't want to be not to say anything, but the ma'aser of Chanina ben Tradian, every Yom Kippur and every Tisha B'av, everybody refers, you know, says, oh, but that story is part of the Musaf davening. That's part of the Malchus. It's part of the Arzei Halavonon, the Kinnis. So, you know, there's a lot of PR that they get on that. Maybe that could have affected it. But this, nobody knows about. This is pure.
This is in a Gemara.
What? Yeah, what?
This is in a Gemara.
It's written in the Gemara. That's
no, I'm
right.
It's more PR than
Well, it depends if you learn. But anyway, but Lamaisa, this is the idea. So this is how things are measured. Okay, do we have time? Yeah, let's move a little bit more. What?
I asked someone to come from Meyer down the block. So he's coming 9:55.
Okay. Okay, Vima Shomer Shlomo Melech, yeah, it's called Maisa Kimi Ovi Bamishpot. I'll call Nelam. Every Maisa Hashem brings to Mishpot, everything that's hidden. He says, Im Tovim Ra, Kol Yisoy the Oilam Hu Kamur HaKoyach HaNelam. The real foundation of everything that we do, of every mitzvah that we perform, of all the learning that we do, is the Koyach HaNelam. What Koyach is hidden underneath? Okay. Kemoi kein ha'odom bechir ha'yitzurim shenivru b'tzelem elikim. Odom is the choices of creations. He's created in the image of Hashem. Iker atzmiusoi hu koichoi ha'nafshi apnimi. That's the iker essence of man. It's his inner, internal, his inside soul. Habo mikoich ha'ne'elam. That's hidden. V'gam ha'teru mitzvosel kol mahusom bekoich ha'ne'elam shaveh. And the Torah and the mitzvahs, their essence is really the Ne'elam. It isn't the words of the learning. It isn't even, it's amazing. It isn't even the Amelus HaTorah. It isn't the Mesiras Nefesh for mitzvahs. It's the Pnimius. It's how sincere is it? How pure is the motivation? We ask every Shabbos, we say it three times, four times. Betaher libeinu le'ovdecho be'emes. Mashma, that if there's no Taras HaLev, then it's avoida b'sheker. Purify our hearts. If it's not be'emes, then it's b'sheker. If it's not b'toyer halev, then it's sheker. What do you mean? You know what I do? I do all these mitzvahs. I learn all the time. I learn. I teach. I give. I do. I give tzedakah. I gave tzedakah. And my own money got mixed up. I gave it all away. Nobody knew about it. Even that was written in the Gemara, but I don't know how they knew about it. That's something
only
else.
From him saying it.
Yeah, it's not a public
knew what
act.
Happened.
It's not a public act. Okay. Komo zekelchel. Umishum kach kol atzivuim lo'odu b'limun atero v'kim ha'mitzvos cholim al atzmiyuso p'nimiyuso. The chiyuvim are on his essence and on his internal ruchnius. L'chein kishak kodesh baruch hu maybe yisod b'mishpot. Kodesh baruch hu brings a person b'mishpot. Harehu boichein kol maase l'rabbis maase atoiv ma'akoyech anelam shemot. A person did mitzvahs. Oh boy, am I going to get schar for these mitzvahs? When I come upstairs and they're going to look at my mitzvahs and measure. But no, there's another question. They're going to look at the koyach hanelam. What was the feeling? What was the sincerity? What was the purity? And the way it's mashma from that loshun, if the purity wasn't there, it's not be'emes, then it was really sheker. Because the essence, that's his whole thesis over here. The essence is really the pnimius. The maisa mitzvah is just a physical hechitimtsa to activate the pnimius. But the pnimius is really the sincerity, the love of Hashem, the kavona to emulate Hashem. That's what it's all about.
What? What
do you mean? Why am I doing it? Am I lishmo means I'm learning the Shem Shemayim. I'm not learning the Kanter. That's true. I'm not learning to be called a rabbi. I'm not learning to be menatzeach my chavrusa. I'm learning lishmo purely just the das kel elyon. Pure, the shame of my
what? Understand Hashem.
Yes, understand. That's all I want. That's all I want. Nothing more. Nothing more. You know that. Okay. The fish. She puts them mishtanim eifoy kol musogi ashiko sholav amaisin. According to this judgment system, yeah, all people's actions and his musogim of the shikul sholodu and the maisim are all now different because we're measuring what's inside. It comes out that even a person who seems to be Oisik Batoira didn't live on him asher osu satoira. He's Oisik Batoira, and he could be judged that he was Oisik Batoira. Well, I forsaken the Torah. I learned day and night. Told me it like he said. No, but the pnimius was not there. You didn't do it with the right sense of chshivus, with the right purity of heart. The ruchnius, the pnimius, which is the essence of the learning, which is the essence of the mitzvah. That wasn't the way it should be. That's called Allah Sher Ozu Satir. Uvamida Kazu. Well, let me just finish the last line, then we'll stop right here. Uvamida Kazu Adasher Biglola of the Ha'oretz. To such an extent that because of this, the Eretz Yisrael, the Fulham came about.